Merry Christmas. Good to see you. Luke chapter 2 is where we're going to go this morning as we think about Jesus as our Savior. If you're a guest and you're here with your family, Merry Christmas. We're glad you're here. And those of you who are at the late Christmas Eve service, you go right ahead. If you need to rest, just lay right over on that person. Just don't snore. It'll be embarrassing, and we'll call on you to pray, okay, if you start snoring. Luke chapter 2. I want to talk to you today about Jesus, our Savior, but I want us to think about this special day that we celebrate. It's a birthday. We all love birthdays, don't we? We all look forward to birthdays, those in our family, those our children. And today is a special day. It is the day where we honor and celebrate the birth of Jesus, a birthday. So what can be the importance of a day? That's what I want us to think about today as we consider Jesus our Savior this very special day. So as we're reading Luke chapter 2, I'm going to point out some things to you that I want us to think about, how a day, an ordinary day, can become the most extraordinary day in all of human history. That is when Jesus our Savior was born. All right, so if you found in Luke chapter 2 your place, I'd like for you to stand in honor of the reading of God's word. And we look at these words often, and we hear these words at Christmas time, but let's pay special attention to these words today. Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth, or the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census in his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people." And here's our focus for today, verse 11. "For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth among men with whom he is pleased." So, Lord, we stand before you on Christmas Day with our Bibles open, and we celebrate and worship and praise you. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, because Jesus has come. Jesus, who is our final prophet, the final prophet of God, who is our high priest, who is our glorious and wonderful King, we call you Lord. We celebrate today, Lord, your birth. And today we honor you, we praise you, and we thank you from the depths of our soul that you would save us and change us. You are our Savior. And so today we celebrate today the greatest gift of all, the most wonderful and extraordinary day in all of human history, when you became one of us and became our Savior. So, Lord, today we celebrate Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. So keep your Bibles open this morning. I want us to think about several things that you might overlook in this story. So many different things, so many different times. I was just thinking about, so how many years have I heard these stories about Jesus and his birth? And for many of you, how many years have you heard them? Well, just calculate up how old you are, and most likely most of us who live in this part of the world, we've been blessed to have heard these amazing and wonderful stories about the birth of Jesus, the coming of Jesus to this world. So Christmas morning, of all times, it would be good for us to think about the importance of this day. That's what I mentioned to you before. So I want you to see several things today, and I'm just going to make some observations in Luke chapter 2 with you. And I don't have any notes for you to write down. I just want to talk to you about Luke chapter 2, and I want to talk to you about this from a different viewpoint. It is the day that is above every other day. It's the extraordinary day of Jesus our Savior and his birth. So I want you to keep your Bible open and follow along. First of all, I want you to see that it was an ordinary day in Palestine. How many ordinary days do you have? Why, pretty much every day is an ordinary day. And I want you to observe how the Bible describes it. Look at how the Bible describes an ordinary day. He says, verse number one, now in those days. You know, you have those kinds of days. Today is a special day for us because we're pausing and we're recognizing this day as an extraordinary day. But you have those days, don't you? Those days, some of which you wish you weren't going to have. Those days. In those days. I want you to catch that. It's very important. Because in the flow of what seemed to be an ordinary day, just another day, in those days, some things happened. Look at some of the ordinary things that were happening in those days. Well, the government was requiring all of the people in the Roman Empire, which was a large, large a geographical area. You can study it on your own time, but I promise you, a large, large area. Well, Caesar has determined that a census needs to be taken to count how many citizens there are. How many are there beyond Roman citizens, but others who were a part of the Roman Empire? So the counting must begin, and everyone was required. In those days, they didn't mail you a census form. You had to go to the city of your birth to record that you were born there and be a part of the census. It's in those days. In those days, what was Rome doing? In those days, Rome was counting the people. In those days, the census was being taken. And the decree went out. A decree goes out. You don't have a choice when a decree is given. You see, we live in America. We live in freedom. We forget how much freedom we have. But the decree of the Roman Caesar was a life and death matter. You either obey or you die. So in those days, Rome was taking a census. So you have the reading, everyone, verse 3, was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. In those days, everyone was making their way, listen, to their hometown. Everybody was making their way to their hometown. In those days. You know how those days go. You have those kinds of days. Most of our days are in those days. Days, those ordinary days. The people are registering in their hometowns. And then we read in the Word of God in verse 4, Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. He goes to Bethlehem because he was of the house and family of David. So Joseph goes. Joseph registers in his hometown of Bethlehem. And then we read, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. An ordinary day. In those days, here comes another couple among the many, I'm sure, all across the region. Here was another couple, and the woman was pregnant. In those days, while Rome was calling for a census, while everyone was headed to their hometown, in those days, just another Jewish couple, unknown, everyday kind of people. They weren't sensational, they weren't famous, but they go to their hometown. Here they go. Here goes Joseph to his hometown, and his engaged wife, who is pregnant, is coming along. And then we notice, in those days, it seems so simple, it seems so plain, it seems to be without any kind of extraordinary thing. It seems almost an uneventful description, even in God's word. We read, notice what the Bible says. And while they were there, verse 6, the days were completed for her to give birth. Now we have in our church, we have, as you know, an initiative going on to have more Baptist babies. You know that, don't you? We have an initiative. And it's working out quite well. About every week I hear from those who are married and of childbearing years. We have lots of women who are pregnant. And you know what happens? When a woman is pregnant, she finally says, I am ready to give birth to this child. So here, in those days, an ordinary day, an ordinary day, this one Mary, as Scripture tells us right here, while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. In those days, an ordinary day. And then we read these words, which seem again so matter of fact. Verse 7, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. In those days, an ordinary, just another birth. And oh, by the way, so many were there in the city. She wrapped her firstborn son in cloths, rags, whatever she could find, and laid him in a manger, a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inn. Just an ordinary day that we recognize as an extraordinary day. Just an ordinary day. And most of our days are just ordinary days. You're going to be back on the ordinary days tomorrow. We've paused today, but the ordinary days, they start again. And then they go again. And we find our way to all these places. Just an ordinary day. In those days, in those kinds of days, we read about an extraordinary day. A day like no other day in human history. And how does an ordinary day become an extraordinary day? Well, notice what the Bible says. Now all of a sudden, the scene changes. In the same region, just an ordinary day. Are you listening? Just an ordinary day in the same region, there were some shepherds. Oh, there were all these who were going. Now Rome was calling out for a census, but in the same way. In those days, here were some shepherds who smelled like sheep, who were aggravated and griping, who were complaining, who were joking, who were giving each other a hard time. That's what they did. They were together as shepherds. There they are. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields. They weren't in the city. They weren't caught up in the census. They weren't gathered together to register. They were out in the fields and they were watching their flocks in the night. Just another ordinary day. If my sermon feels a little ordinary, I'm trying to make you feel a little ordinary. Just another ordinary day. In those kinds of days, you better be listening. Because in those kinds of ordinary days, we're all of a sudden shocked because something happens. We read in verse number 9, "And an angel of the Lord," here it is, "suddenly." Oh, that word shocks us out of the ordinary. That word shakes us. That word brings us to our senses. Here are these shepherds in those days. They were doing what they did every day. They were taking care of these pitiful sheep who didn't have any other way to care for themselves, who would roam every direction, who would go in all kinds of places. They were out there with those sheep, and suddenly, now remember, in those days, while a baby is born during a Roman census in a manger, out in a barn, because there was no room for them in the inn. In an ordinary, normal day, suddenly angels are talking to shepherds. Now, I promise you, that doesn't happen on an ordinary day. On an ordinary day, no angels talk to shepherds. But on this particular day, an angel, a named angel, an angel, the Bible tells us, of the Lord, suddenly stood before the shepherds on an ordinary day. And on this ordinary day, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. This one angel and the glory of God, suddenly this angel is before them. And the angel says, "Do not be afraid, for behold, on an ordinary day, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people." You see, this extraordinary day came being announced by angels. There was an ordinary birth that had taken place, as we read earlier, in this little town of Bethlehem. While a census is being taken on an ordinary day, no one paused to think about this child born to this Jewish couple in this manger, in an ordinary day, when there was all kinds of things to be done. The shepherds receive an announcement by the angels. Mary and Joseph, they didn't hear the angels. But shepherds, the most unlikely people, they hear the news of an extraordinary day that changes an ordinary day. The angel declares, "Don't be afraid." Notice what the Bible says. "For today," verse 11. Now look at this for a moment. This is what I want us to think about for just a few minutes together and we'll be finished. "For today," oh wait a minute. Today, there's that word. Today is an ordinary day. But today, you shepherds, while you're here in the field, doing what you do every day. Today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You see, the sudden, unexpected announcement of the angels reminds us of how Jesus changes an ordinary day to an extraordinary day. And just like the shepherds, and just like these people going about their ordinary ways in their ordinary days, now comes Jesus into their world. And we read later, another suddenly. There are two times where the Bible reads about suddenly. Verse 13, "Suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest.'" Two suddenlies. to shake up the ordinary world. The announcement of angels to shepherds. The extraordinary day is the day of good news. Good news. The extraordinary day has come. Good news. And in verse 11, the Bible says, for today. It's interesting what can happen in a day. You see, every day matters that you have. By the way, it's Christmas Day, but guess what? You have been given another day. You're alive. You're here today. You can change the direction of your life. You can move in a direction you ought to go in following Jesus. You can change the way you treat other people. You can decide to do what would honor God. You can make a difference because you have today. At least you're alive so far. Here you are. You're alive today. Today matters, folks. Today in the Bible is so important. And so on an ordinary day that became extraordinary because of the birth of Jesus, these shepherds are told, you'll find there's a sign for you. How's this day become an extraordinary day? You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths, verse number 12, lying in a manger. This is the only way you'll be able to discover in this ordinary day. Lots of people were having babies. But how will we find out in the ordinariness of babies being born? Why, you'll find this one wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. The extraordinary day is the day of the Savior's birth. I take you now to verse 11. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior. Today, a Savior is born to you. You know, today, the Savior, the Lord Jesus, is for everyday people. You see, the angels did not appear to kings, nor to the governors. The angels could have appeared to Caesar while he was taking his census and reminded him of the importance, but the angels appeared to these everyday people. By the way, shepherds weren't very high on the social scale. These shepherds. The angels didn't even speak to Mary and Joseph this time. Oh, earlier, yes, but not now. Now in another place, in those days, on an ordinary day, the angels speak to these shepherds. And later we read that when the shepherds found Mary and Joseph in verse 19, the Bible says Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. Mary was amazed that the angels would speak so clearly to these shepherds. You see, the shepherds experienced an extraordinary day out of an ordinary day. So today is the same. This extraordinary day is the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus. I like what one old preacher said. Listen to these words. I'm going to read them so that I get them right. I can't say them better than this preacher. When the Maker of time was born, he reserved for himself one day. On that day, born of an earthly mother, he stepped into the very course of years. The Maker of time reserved a day to be born. That day became the extraordinary day. We celebrate some 2,000 plus years beyond that day. Today we follow Jesus and name the name of Jesus because of that day. The day set aside for God to become man and dwell with us, to die that we might have life. Oh, so we read in verse 11, for today there has been born for you a Savior. The extraordinary day is the day of the Savior's birth. Jesus says later, in fact, sometime you ought to do this. In the book of Luke especially, you read numerous times where Jesus said something about today. One day he was walking down the road later in his ministry when he was grown. And he found a little man up in a tree because he couldn't see Jesus because he was too short. And he was up in a tree. And as Jesus passed by, Jesus stopped and said, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. For today, I'm going to your house. They go to his house, and Zacchaeus is overwhelmed by Jesus. Listen, an ordinary day. The rabbi's passing by Jesus. On an ordinary day, Jesus calls out to this short man and says, I'm coming to your house. And there, Zacchaeus comes to follow Jesus. And Jesus says, are you listening? Today, salvation has come to your house. Just an ordinary day. Just an ordinary day. You should go through the book of Luke sometime on your own and look at all of the places where Jesus talks about today. You have a today. You're sitting right here, and I'm standing in front of you today on Christmas Day. An extraordinary day the Savior's born. The extraordinary day of Jesus' birth is the birth of our Messiah. We read in verse 11, for this day is born to you a Savior who is Messiah, who is Christ. I wish I had time to tell you, but you can go through all of the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. You can read through all of the prophets, and here's what you see. You hear these words all the time. Don't drift from me. I'm about finished. In those days. In those days. And then the promise comes from the prophet. In those days. Let me read one to you, Jeremiah. In those days, I will cause a righteous branch of David to spring forth. Talking about the birth of Jesus. He shall execute justice and righteousness on the earth. And so today, Jesus makes today an extraordinary day. I don't have time to read it, but later in Jesus' life, he goes to his own hometown. He takes the scroll as a rabbi, and he reads from Isaiah 61. And he reads Isaiah 61 about the day of the Lord coming. And about those that are brokenhearted, being put back together, those being restored. And he says, listen, today this is fulfilled in your hearing. Today. An ordinary day becomes an extraordinary day when we meet Jesus, born the Savior, born the Messiah. And oh, one last thing. He is called Christ the Lord. We talked about it last week. So today we celebrate Jesus, born our Savior. How do we know him to be the Savior and the Lord? Because while he was hanging on the cross, in the midst of all the jeering, in the midst of all the hateful language, in the midst of all the cursing and the people making fun of Jesus hanging on the cross, one criminal finally quits belittling Jesus and says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And you know what Jesus said? Today, are you listening? Today, you will be with me in paradise. Today can become an extraordinary day for you. You see, Jesus doesn't have to be just some memory of the past, some warm feeling you have. Jesus can be your Lord and Savior. For I'll read it again. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you on an ordinary day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This Christmas day is your today. And this today, if you will come to Jesus, can be your extraordinary day. Scripture says today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. So may today, as we think about these words, in these days, the Lord has granted many of us many years to see Christmas come and go. In these days. But in these days, when we meet Jesus, these days, this ordinary day becomes an extraordinary day. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the promise of knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior. We thank you for the extraordinary day that we can have every day being new. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So today, Lord, we come today honoring Jesus, but we also come today with burdens and needs. And Lord, many of us have things in our life that aren't what they ought to be. Many of us in our lives need to repent of our sin. Many of us need to come to Jesus. What better day than today to come to Jesus? So if you're here this morning, we want to invite you to come this morning. Make a commitment to Jesus. I can't imagine what a more special day than Christmas Day. Here's what the Bible says. If you do not know Jesus, if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Perhaps you're here this morning and you need to join this church. This is the place God's led you to come. This is the place. These are the people that God wants you to associate. In the balcony here below, we do this every week. We do this every time we meet. We invite you to come. We invite you to make the spiritual decisions you need to make on this day, in these days. In these days, making today an extraordinary day because you've met Jesus. So, Lord, bless those who are here today who need to make commitments. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you stand, please? We're going to sing, I Must Tell Jesus. So you must tell Jesus. If you need to come, come on right now. Pastors are here. We're here. Come on right now if you need to come. Anybody here?
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. And I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus.
Merry Christmas. Turn to your neighbor, say Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year. God bless you. You're dismissed.